farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Talks underway with potential new investors surrounding the operations of the Long Pond Sugar Factory. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Men who live in or who have traveled to areas with the Zika virus should protect their sex partners from sexual transmission of Zika, especially if she's pregnant or may become pregnant. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
The Ministry of Agriculture says talks are underway with potential new investors in the operations at the Long Pond Sugar Factory in Clarkstown, Trelawney. Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda says the potential investors are energy specialists who are looking at energy conversion, which would require a higher level of production. He is optimistic that the investors will come on board, noting that the government is fully committed to ensuring that the factory remains open.
Discussions are being held between investors and the Everglades to take over a section of the estate, to share in the estate. The plan is for them to continue with the production of cane, but the final byproduct may not necessarily be in brown sugar.
An agreement should be in place by September to keep the estate open and viable.
I would say certainly within a month, we should have a very definitive position on exactly what stage the negotiations are at. They should be complete, decisions taken, and the plan outlined to everybody. I can assure you, we will communicate the results as they occur on a real-time basis.
The government took over the operations at Long Pond earlier this year in an effort to harvest 95,000 tons of cane. Everglades Farms Limited, owners of the Long Pond Sugar Factory, had indicated that it was not in a position to start up the factory due to financial constraints. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Gilaf pea soup. Translation, give laughs for pea soup. And this means idling while there is work to be done.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offence. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
Yo, when you hear what going with Mikey the other day?
Yeah, man, yo, that youth is bound for crashing on you. Him drive too hard upon the road, star.
Yo, you think of two of them you want the youth about the fast driving, and him still a kill off himself. Hey, enough of them drive like a demo end up on the road, you know. Yo, my profit late for me, I go down for door reach, you know. Arrive alive, myself.
Kill your speed before it kills you. A message from the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing. Remember, road safety begins with you.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, them are doing next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know.
No, man.
Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No, man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey go help them forget more up-to-date information. And then them can use that information for plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convinced me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.